This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Given the recent rancher rants at slavery as the good times, it's worth remembering that over 9 children are born on average to every woman. Only 10% live past 50 years old. 1/3 of slave labor was done by children, and 1/8 of the laborers were elderly or crippled, not counting the millions lost on the Middle Passage. The percentage of high school graduates going to college is declining and is now 65.9% from a high of 70.1% in 2009. Ballots in the Northwestern University football player selection will be held until the NLRB in D.C. determines correctness of the decision. They won't be opened until that time. Craft beer sales are up 20% in 2013, with 1,000 new brands in the USA alone. Investigators excluded 3,200 healthcare providers in 2013 from Medicaid reimbursement because of fraud and other problems. Miami led the mess with 3 times as many exclusions as Los Angeles, Phoenix, Brooklyn, and others. 2.8 million children will become runaways this year. 90% will cross state lines, and 47% will do so because of family problems. Google Maps in 20 cities may show changes over a 7-year period since they began. Asthma afflicts 18.7 million adults in the U.S. and 7 million children, growing by 4.7 million from 2001 to 2009 and hitting 10% of African-American children. Toronto Dominion, or TD Bank, in the U.S. is offering mortgages for 3% down to first-time homeowners and low- to moderate-income families with donated down payments. Below normal chances of forest fires this summer in Idaho and Montana, but higher in California, New Mexico, and Arizona. 40 countries now have 0 to negative population growth. The NBA is probing an alleged racist rant by the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. Only 3% of Major League pitchers go a full game these days. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM. At www.kbf.org 88.3.